all of our job openings are posted on the NSA.gov website, which allows applicants to apply directly online. And also, we've put all of our paperwork that we require for our applicants also online, which has been a huge efficiency. So OPM has been very pleased with where we've been going as far as hiring and recruitment and doing things online, using IT in order to enhance our efforts.
Now, wait a minute. It can't be that simple, just moving everything online.
No, well, it certainly hasn't. You know, this year for us is going to be a tremendous hiring year. We are really looking for lots of folks in the science, technology, engineering, and math skill fields. And we've had to use a variety of marketing tools to include things such as recruiting on college campuses, reaching out to professional organizations, virtual career fairs. NSA was the first, really almost in the federal community, to use a virtual mechanism to do career fairs, which is an incredibly green approach to hiring. Also, we've done a lot of targeted activities such as invitational events in order to enhance our disability recruitment. And we've been highly successful in that arena, too.
I wanted to jump into that because there is this mandate, requirement that agencies have to meet regarding disability recruitment. How are you able to work that in along with the hiring reforms, reducing hiring time, and everything else that you have to do?
You know, we are very committed to enhancing the diversity here at the National Security Agency. You know, people are the way that we conduct our extraordinary mission here. And we place great value on diversity. And that's diversity such as we see in this extraordinary country of ours, very rich diversity, and that's what we're after. And disability is one important part of that, recruiting individuals with disability. So we've been focused on enhancing our numbers here at NSA. And that has involved career fairs that were just for individuals with targeted disabilities. And we've been extraordinarily successful using that mechanism, that kind of approach.
Do you have I'm sorry, go ahead.
So it's being, it's embedded in our culture here. It's a priority. And so you just make it something that you do. And you fashion events and activities around that type of recruiting approach that makes you successful, us successful, and the individuals who are coming to work here in NSA.
Now, are these incorporated with your main recruitment initiatives for fiscal year 2011? And tell me about those, if you don't mind.
Yeah, they certainly are. So we're doing a number of things this particular year because our need for skills is so enormous. So I mentioned, you know, the traditional things that we've done, such as the college campus, professional organizations. Our NSA.gov website is very robust, has all of the opportunities posted on it. But we've used some really cool high-tech tools as well. I don't know if you're aware, but we have an iPhone app, which I think is just way cool for NSA to have. So anytime anything new is posted on the NSA.gov webpage, which might include videos or press releases, job postings, other type of announcements, a notice is sent right to the individual about that new posting being available. You know, we have the iPhone app, but we're also working on an Android version as well. So we want to make sure we have the capability to reach out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the use of technology because you're not just putting stuff online. You're sending the information to anybody who might want it or need it as it happens.
That's exactly right. You've got to use the pull technology as well as the push technology, and we're using everything possible across the technology realm. You know, if you have a smartphone, we've got a smart tag, which will download an NSA video that we host on YouTube. Also, we're using our social media tools, such as Facebook and Twitter. And so NSA actually has friends on Facebook, which is really amazing. So anything that we can use to get our message out there, we're using. We're also using some of kind of the more traditional types of marketing tools, such as billboards. We've had several billboards in the Baltimore-Washington area recently, and we've gotten great feedback as a result of using that type of approach as well.
Now, I know it's early in the process, but can you give me any anecdotal evidence about how it's working, any feedback that you're getting? Other than, you know, having friends on Facebook, what else has been happening to show you that it's working?
Well, just last week we had a career invitational for individuals where we had looked and screened their resumes. These were folks who had applied online. We did a very thorough vetting and screening, and we invited about 300 candidates to site up in Baltimore to come speak to us and have job interviews. That was hugely successful. Not only did everybody show up on a day where it was pouring down rain, but we gave out a tremendous number of conditional job offers. So we're really seeing the value of getting the message out, teaching people about the National Security Agency, our extraordinary mission, what we do here, and the amazing opportunities that we have for careers if folks would like to come work for us.
And there's something else that you touched on, but I want to get into it a little bit deeper, and that is the issue of work-life balance. What's happening there?
Well, you know, here at NSA, we place great value on our work-life programs. In fact, we have an amazing array of work-life services and programs here available for our entire workforce, both military and civilian. You know, it's really important for people these days to be able to know that they can balance work and life or home priorities. I think it's really important that the workplace acknowledge that and have respect for that. So we have services and programs here that touch on everything from deployment to shift work, as well as daycare and financial coaching. You know, in fact, I don't know if people know this, but we have the largest daycare in the state of Maryland here at the National Security Agency. So our programs, everything that we do in-house is also underpinned by, you know, a free comprehensive information service that's available to all our employees on the outside net. And they can plug into this anywhere in the world where they may be located.
It strikes me that you are pitching the agency. It's almost like you're trying to sell it. I mean, to have the largest daycare facility and to have all of these other work-life balance things that seem to be balanced out and all the other things that you've mentioned, it sounds almost like you're trying to convince people that you guys have a great place to work. Do you even need to do that?
Well, I think we do need to do that because I think folks who are watching TV get a sense of what the FBI is about and what CIA is about, or at least they think they understand those things. But it's not so much for the National Security Agency. You know, NSA is portrayed out there in the media in a variety of different ways, not always in ways that are true to the mission that we have been assigned here. So I think it's important to market and educate those who are coming in new to the workforce on NSA and who we are and the incredibly important mission that we've been assigned from the President and from the Congress and from the people of the United States. So I think it is important that we continue to do these things. We market NSA. We let people know not only do we have extraordinary careers here, but you can come here and come into a culture of wellness, a culture that respects diversity, and also that places great value on work-life balance.